Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here is your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And joining me via phone today are two very wonderful women. First is Mrs. Kara Haggerty, the principal of Holy Family Regional Catholic School in Levittown, Pennsylvania, and Reagan Downey, who is the enrollment and marketing director for the school.
Thanks, Dave. We're happy to be here.
As I had mentioned, and our listeners know, I usually start with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, our loyal listeners, I've asked Kara Haggerty to come on. She is the principal of Holy Family Catholic Regional School, as I had mentioned at the outset. And if it is not known through the various parishes or other media, this is National Catholic Schools Week. Is that correct?
It is.
And I wanted them to come on and talk about Catholic education in America. And so, Kara, will you please share with our listeners your background and how long have you been with the regional school?
I am privileged to have been with the regional school since its inception, which was in the school year of 2010-2011. And prior to that, our local pastors came together to discuss Catholic education in this area. And it was at that time that four parishes opted to form a regional school, and they were the parishes of Immaculate Conception, St. Joseph the Worker, St. Francis Cabrini, and Queen of the Universe. And at that time, we joined together and formed the regional school named Holy Family Regional Catholic School. And at the time of its inception, I was on board as the vice principal and worked as such for 7 years, after which I became named the principal of the school and have been here since then. This is my sixth year as the principal. So we're in our 13th year, mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful opportunity. We are now operating under two sponsoring parishes, which are St. Francis Cabrini in Fairless Hills and Queen of the Universe in Levittown, and we are located on the campus of Queen of the Universe Parish.
Well, thank you so much, Kara. But let me talk to Reagan. Reagan, what is your role there? What does it mean to be the enrollment and marketing director? What does that entail?
Yeah, so I'm the enrollment and marketing director here at Holy Family. That role kind of involves a little bit of everything. I help market the school to the Bucks County area, as well as help prospective families learn more about the school, give them tours of our schools, help plan events such as the open house, and really just make Holy Family School a name in the Bucks County area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for that. How long have you been with the school?
I've only been with the school for about 6 months now. This is my first official school year here, and mm-hmm. It's been a great community so far.
Excellent.
I'm not originally from this area, but I am a product of Catholic education.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to work and to continue to grow Catholic education is something I find very rewarding, especially here at Holy Family.
Excellent. If I may ask, where did you grow up and what Catholic schools did you attend?
I'm from the Lehigh Valley. I went to Notre Dame of Bethlehem for K-8, and then Bethlehem Catholic High School.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much. I say that because our signal, you know, can reach up into the Lehigh Valley and does. So I maybe there are some listeners up there that, you know, would enjoy that shout out, if you will. But, okay, let's get down to discuss what Catholic Schools Week and Holy Family Regional Catholic School, what does it bring that may be different from public schools? What is the mission? And it says it's Christ-centered. So what does that mean?
Well, what we try to do through our faculty, staff, and our families is main. It's three prongs. We try to inspire the faith of our students through daily religion classes, mass and prayer experiences, just to inspire and form their faith, their Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. We like to challenge young minds. We like to encourage their academic success, work with them in various subject areas, and broaden their academic sphere. And then we like to nurture the whole child and offer them opportunities in art, music, technology, Spanish language, just to broaden their scope, to make them make their whole experience here a positive and nurturing one.
Now, Kara, have there been upgrades done to the school? And if so, what have they been? And you you were so kind yesterday to take some time out of the touring, and you led me upstairs. And I think the first room, I know the first room we went into was the technology room. So technology is very, very important nowadays. So can you talk a little bit about technology, and has there been an upgrade to what is being taught to these kids?
We serve students in pre-K 3, so our 3-year-old program. We have a pre-K 4-year-old program all the way up to 8th grade.
I'm kind of interested in the technology because it made me think of my local grandkids, the oldest two that are in public school. And I was just fascinated by, you know, the technology.
Well, we've made technology a priority in our school and have worked hard to have the latest technologies available to our teachers and our students. We have a wonderful technology lab and a magnificent technology teacher, Mrs. Amy Gallo, who is a Google certified teacher and takes care of all of the technology that we have in our school. Just recently, this school year, we've upgraded our smart boards. We have new touchscreen smart boards that all the teachers utilize. Our students in grades 2 through 8 have Chromebooks, and our younger students utilize iPads. It's really important to prepare students for their future. And that, just as you said, we need to be need to stay on top of it because it's evolving constantly and changing constantly. So having our students adept at utilizing those types of devices, that types of technologies, we feel that we are preparing them best for their future, high school and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I had a thought occurred to me. You know, we went through that horrific time of COVID. So how did that affect the school?
Well, in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, our schools were open in person. Mm-hmm. We were very few schools did maintain in-person instruction, and we did for the entire year. We also offered an online component. So if students were needed to, they could also participate virtually. Mm-hmm. So literally our teachers taught in-person and virtually at the same time. It was quite a feat. It was an exhausting year, mm-hmm. but we feel that we served our students the best that we could during that difficult year, and most of our families opted to have their children come in person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for that. So I wanted to ask Reagan, can you delve into you know, the enrollment and the marketing? Explain to us what goes into that. I'm sure there's a lot of detail and a lot of work that goes into that.
Sure. People aware of the school, and that's really the marketing. We try to get out into the community where we can. We try to get out on social media and just make people know that we're a school, we're a great school, we're a thriving school. And then that's once people are aware of us, we kind of really go into enrollment, where we're trying to bring people into for a tour. As you saw yesterday, there's always something new and exciting going on at Holy Family. Our tech lab is something we're very proud of, but in addition, we have a great science lab, great dedicated teachers, and wonderful families. So we try to bring people into the school during the school day to see our classrooms and teachers in action. Mm-hmm. And once they kind of get that going, we have them apply to the school and hopefully become students of Holy Family Regional Catholic School.
Well, Kara, could you talk about that that process of once they a family decides to, enroll a student. How does that work for our listeners?
Well,
if they may be thinking of Catholic education and they live in our area, and that brings me to another question, but I'll wait for that. Okay.
Sure. If they express interest, they've been in touch with Reagan, she will direct them to our website where all of our enrollment materials are online. So all of our application process is done online, and all the paperwork is submitted online. And then once she has reviewed all of that, and we see that we have, you know, a potential student, then we put them on a list of students, accepted students. Mm-hmm. Then we will filter them the following year into a class. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we keep all of our classes filled. We want children in our seats. We want a full school. We mm-hmm. want, it's good for us to have as many students as we can. So we're certainly looking to fill our classrooms. And that's the name of the enrollment game. We just want to get them familiar with our school. We want them to like what they see and then sign on the dotted line.
Okay. My other question, as I mentioned, because, you know, we're a regional school, what is the catchment area, your catchment area, or, you know, how far and wide, Reagan, do you go out to, you know, to basically, you know, talk about Holy Family? Do you have certain parameters or distances that you won't go beyond because it's not, you know, convenient for the parents? So if you could address that, excuse me.
Sure. We really try to focus in the Bucks County area. A lot of our students are in and around Queen of the Universe Parish as well as St. Francis Cabrini Parishes. Those are our two main areas. We have students from Levittown, Yardley, and a few other places from in the Bucks County, but we really don't limit where we try to get students from. It's where the parents feel comfortable driving to and from school.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. What's the role of the Archdiocese, if any, in the support role that they have, or how do they get involved with the schools?
Sure, but obviously, when we were looking at schools that were struggling, it was suggested that schools band together and form a regional school, which is what our pastors did over, you know, before 2010 when they met. And we're overseen by the Office of Catholic Education from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and they provide support. We certainly have a lot of support through the Office of Catholic Education. We meet as principals Bucks County principals meet together and are overseen by an assistant superintendent from the Office of Catholic Education who provides us with insight, direction, support. So they're very, very supportive, and they are like that for all the schools in the Archdiocese.
So when does the school year begin, and when does it end, typically?
Typically, we begin on the Wednesday after Labor Day. And we go until generally the second week of June. Our graduates will graduate, our eighth grade graduates graduate the Wednesday of the second week of June usually, and that's a date that's put out through the Archdiocese, so all the eighth graders typically graduate on the same day. Mm-hmm. And then the following Friday is usually our last day of school. So we're usually in from September to the mid-June.
Okay, excellent. I have another question that I'm sure is on many people's minds, always as parents. The financial aid that is available and the financial options that a family might have. Can you discuss that?
Sure. Please? So we're very fortunate at Holy Family Regional to have a full-time business manager as well as an advancement director. Mm-hmm. And through those services, our families can apply for financial aid. We do have many sources of financial aid, and we try to provide our families with as much financial aid as possible. There's a process to that, which they're very familiar with. Our business manager and our advancement director work together with our families. Just yesterday at our open house, they were available to speak to any families who had any financial aid concerns. Mm-hmm. So as we are able, we provide financial aid to all of our families as they need, and hopefully we meet all of the needs of our families to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm. Could you mention their names? Because I, please.
Certainly. Our business manager is Mrs. Susan Weed, mm-hmm. and our advancement director is Mrs. Mary Ann Conway.
Yes, I spoke with both of them, and very, very lovely people. and very knowledgeable. And, struck by, while the time I was there, families were coming in. There was a buzz in the air, an excitement, everyone, showing off the excellent school that is there. So I just, I was struck by that. And so go ahead.
So it's a special day. Yesterday was the beginning of Catholic Schools Week. And so that our open house was not only to bring in prospective families, but it was also an opportunity for our current families to come in and to see the teachers and to see all of the work that was displayed by their students. Most of the kids wanted to bring their parents in to show them their work and to show them their classroom. It's just a great opportunity for families to be together and to be excited about Catholic education. This whole week is a national, Catholic Schools Week is a national opportunity to shine a spotlight on Catholic Ed, and we take advantage of that by creating an open house. And then all of the events that we have scheduled for this week within our school is an opportunity to just get very excited about Catholic education in our community and in our nation.
Now, Carrie, you gave me the segue to what events throughout the week, and do they get competitive in a fun way? What kind of events are you having this week?
So nationally, Catholic Schools Week, their theme is Catholic Schools, Faith, Excellence, Service. Mm. So we here at Holy Family, we always create our own theme for Catholic Schools Week, and we make it fun. So this year, our theme at Holy Family Regional is Catholic Schools Are Super. We learn. What's your superpower?
Oh, I love
that.
So
we're doing a fun week with celebrating all of the different things of Catholic education through superheroes. Mm-hmm. So today's our Batman Day, mm-hmm. and our special feature today was our eighth grade students swapped with teachers to teach an afternoon lesson in the classroom.
Wow.
So that was fun for them,
yeah.
and fun for students. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're looking at celebrating our nation with Captain America. And we're going to have an assembly in the afternoon with three veterans who will visit and speak to our students. Mm. They're going to do activities on branches of government. Wednesday, we're looking at a stream activity, and we're going to be Incredible Hulks that day. And mm-hmm. we're going to do a stream activity to see if we can make a superhero float. Yes. On Thursday, we're going to do a Throwback Thursday Day. It's a student appreciation day. We're going to have a special feature for the students in the afternoon, a magic show. Mm-hmm. And we're going to conclude on Friday with our closing of Catholic Schools Week Mass, where we recognize and thank all of those involved with our school for their vocations, most especially our pastors. Mm-hmm. So that's how we will fill out the week. It's a fun week. It's very lighthearted. The kids have different opportunities for dress down, which, as you know, in a Catholic school is a great thing. Mm-hmm. No uniforms. We get to wear some special things this week. And overall, it's a fun week. It's lighthearted, and we're not too competitive here. We just mostly focus on the fun.
Okay, excellent. It sounds like fun, everybody.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are down in the lower Bucks and that area, Yardley, Fairless Hills, Levittown, Middletown, Langhorne, and many others, Bristol, or anyone else, if you're listening and you want to find out more about Holy Family Regional Catholic School, Kara, how do they contact you? And who's the first point of contact if you get a call and, hey, I have an interest in learning more about the school?
Well, we definitely have a website, hfrcs.org, and through that website you can get a lot of information. And when someone expresses an interest about our school, they are immediately directed to Regan, mm-hmm. who will take them through the process of getting to know more about the school, answering their questions, and getting them interested in applying. And I'm going to turn that over to her.
Okay.
Yep, so as Kara said, you can visit our website to see more about our school. We have lots of information on there. Information about what's going on in the school as well as how to apply. And you can always give the school a call. Our phone number is 215-269-9600, and my personal extension is 209.
Excellent.
So that number again is 215-269-9600, extension 209.
All right. Well, thank you, Regan. Now, you mentioned, Kara, that at the end is a Mass. What day is that, and where will that take place?
All of our school Masses take place at Queen of the Universe Church. So we will be gathering grades K through 8 on Friday, February 3rd at 9:30 a.m. for our closing of Catholic Schools Week Mass. Typically, our closing of Catholic Schools Week Mass is led by our faculty and staff, and Monsignor McCormack from St. Francis Cabrini will be celebrating that Mass with us on Friday at 9:30.
Excellent. Well, thank you. So let me ask each of you, anything else that has come to mind that you want to share?
Well, I'd like our listeners and families who maybe had not considered Catholic education to think about it. Obviously, we offer a very unique perspective in developing the spiritual side in today's culture. It sometimes is a nice option for parents to know that they're going to be sending their children to a school where we practice our faith. We celebrate virtues and values. I just would also like them to take a, sometimes it seems like it might be something that's not feasible financially, but maybe when you commit and have a conversation and find out what financial aid is available, it might be an option, more of an option than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Most people, when they come into our school, they get a good feel. We're a holy family, and we have a very family-focused school. Our children all know one another. Our families work together. So we like to emulate the Holy Family in everything that we do. So I would just like people to give it a thought. It's a wonderful option, and we're here, and we welcome anyone to come in and check us out.
Okay. Thank you, Kara. How about you, Reagan? What's on your heart?
Especially as every Catholic school across the nation celebrates Catholic Schools Week. I'm very personally thankful for my own Catholic education. My parents sent myself and my three other siblings K through 12 to Catholic school, and it's certainly something that has prepared me not only for high school and college, but for life in general. The lessons you learn, the relationships you make with friends and teachers, it is something that's truly valuable that you cannot put a price tag on. As Kara mentioned, I invite people to come learn more about Catholic education, especially at Holy Family. It's truly a wonderful community and wonderful education.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Reagan. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners, I just want to give out the call letters. And, you know, we're 1570 AM WISP, 1570 AM in Doylestown in Philadelphia, and WCOJ 1420 AM in Coatesville in Chester County. So I just invite people, if they have questions, to give Holy Family Regional Catholic School in Levittown, Pennsylvania, a call, and they'll be happy to answer any of your questions. So Kara or Reagan, do you have anything further you want to add?
I just want to take a moment to thank you for this opportunity to share about Holy Family Regional and to talk about Catholic Schools Week. It was a great opportunity for us to share with your listeners what Catholic Schools Week is about, what it's about at Holy Family Regional, and the opportunities that we have here to offer to our families.
Okay.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Well, you're welcome. And you're welcome anytime to come on and talk about any, you know, anything, project, whatever that changes, whatever the Holy Spirit, you know, moves you. You can always call me and or the station. And let me give out the station number. If any of our listeners have any questions, you can call 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. This is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio bringing to you this edition of Spirit of the Delaware Valley, and I want to thank you for listening and get involved in National Catholic Schools Week. Pass the word on to your friends, family, and your parishes, and share the good news. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.